Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show, which is Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. I'm so pleased to be here with you today. I'm Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey, and I would very much like you to try calling a friend to join us. It's only 30 minutes, but I can assure you that in 30 minutes, a lot of powerful things can happen. And today, I did promise to do something very interesting, and that was to share with you the third article, which I had begun to read in previous episodes. I've done two articles so far because I thought, since I published them in different places, not all my followers and friends would know where to find them. So I was exciting your interest, so you sent to me for copies of them. So if you missed the first two, I have the third one here. But the third one is actually a part two of two in a series. So I'll have to backtrack on the part one to bring you up to part two before I read that. And before I do that, I want to remind you of a few things. First of all, the chat room is open, as usual. And the first item is that our teleclasses for May will begin this week. And our title is Empowered Thinking, Empowered Life. And that covers a whole gamut of subject matter which we want to explore with you. So listen carefully to what I'm saying today, and you'll get some hints as to the subject matter that we'll cover during those teleclasses. You can either check into one of them, register for one, and see how you like it, or register for all four for the month, all at once. That's a savings. So you know my email, but I'll repeat that later for you. And the registration is easy. You just say that you're interested. I'll send you the agenda. And the fee is so ludicrously low that you'll be laughing when you see the benefits that you'll get from it. The second thing is to remind you that it no longer shows that you're a friend, so you have to click in order to follow. So for you to show up as a follower, please click follow. If you are on Twitter or Facebook, please tweet or post the information on Facebook for me so that your friends can join in to what you're experiencing. The other matter is that if you write to me now, you can cover many birds with one stone. I know we're all busy, so you don't want to have to send for this and send for that and ask about this and ask about that. So here goes. Write down the email, if you don't already know it, HEB@sapience.coaching. All one word. It's right there in the description of the show, right at the top. sapiencecoaching.com. That's one. Now, by emailing me about the teleclasses or to ask a question, you will be on the list to receive our May issue of my powerful e-zine, Potential Plus Possibilities. That e-zine has been going on alongside this radio show for the past 3 years. Number two, you'll be able to send me your questions in advance for our new Wednesday 10:30 a.m. show. So make a note of that if that is news to you. And you will also be able to receive a copy of one of my e-books when you register for the teleclasses in May. May begins tomorrow. And the teleclasses in May, this e-book is on life-work balance. So that's a lot of things for you to be excited about and thankful for. As I said, the chat room is open. And if this show ends before you can talk to me either on the phone by calling in or on the chat room, just hold on in the chat room and I'll get to you, or send me your email. I don't care how long your email is or how short, just be in touch. Now, for the call-in number, it remains the same, 347-308-8388. Both for the Saturday shows at 6 p.m. and the Wednesday show at 10:30 a.m. Now, the beginning of this article that I mentioned that precedes the one I'm focusing on today, this article will refer to the one before. The title of the article for today is The Distinctive Model of Creative Transition. In the previous article, which I'll also send you if you're interested, we were trying to get a perspective on transition. And I shared a quote which you might like to write down. I love to share powerful quotes with you. It said, "Vitality shows in not only the ability to persist, but the ability to start over." And that's a quote from the famous writer F. Scott Fitzgerald. "Vitality shows in not only the ability to persist, but the ability to start over." You know, vitality talks all about life, the word vitality. So, in other words, when we're going through transitions, you don't want to go dead. You want to pick up some steam and start into your new season, because that's what transition does. It takes you from one season to another, from one phase of life to another. I mentioned in that first article that we should not be swallowed up by change. And as we have often said and repeatedly, change is all around us. So we shouldn't be shocked by any changes, whether change is brought on by horrible weather, as people are experiencing now in Tennessee and elsewhere, or by terrorism, as people are experiencing all over the Middle East and elsewhere. Change is expected or unexpected, but it depends on what you bring to it all. Of course, some are so frightening, you don't even know what to do with yourself. And that is why it's so important to invest in developing your own mindset and your own approach to life, so that you are prepared in advance for many things that you won't even imagine will happen in your circumstances. I also introduced four dimensions that need to be understood to deal with any loss or deprivation or disappointment. One of them was to understand what worked before will no longer work. In other words, if things were going along fine and then radical change happens for one reason or another, and I don't have to keep repeating the very reasons, loss of a job, breaking up of a relationship, children getting wayward and not doing what they're supposed to do, et cetera, falling ill suddenly, a myriad of things. But the way you were going along before will not fix what is happening now. That should be clear to you. Past actions, past ways of approaching your life are irrelevant to your immediate future once you're experiencing change and transition. And change and transition is not a one-time thing. It's going to be recurrent. It's going to go on and on, up to and beyond your midlife. Be prepared. There are some things that you need to understand in addition. And the second one is that you have to release certain things in order to start on your new path. It's no use rehashing old stuff and thinking about the what ifs and so on and so forth. You will have to do stock taking, definitely, but not hold on to anything. Releasing both what's negative and releasing into your experience the things that you didn't want to manifest or have come into your reality. For example, when you have to change careers or change jobs. The third item I mentioned in the previous article was that transition is an inward process. It involves your own personal development. So in the end, you can't lose. As you go through transition, you should become this new person or develop the being that you really are. And that change has to happen within you in order for new results to happen on the outside. Make note of that. You don't just go scrambling to change the circumstances around you, but what about you? You have to change within. And so I covered a lot of other stuff, such as your strengths, your goals, the costs involved in your choices, your potential, and finally your mindset, which is what the second article follows upon. In all of this, in transition, in change, in developing, you have to do continuous self-evaluation. And if that is a task that's beyond you, if you feel threatened by that, if you can't be bothered, if you think it's going to drive you crazy, then that's what life coaching helps you with. So don't shortchange yourself. Reach out and ask for assistance. Now, regarding the May teleclasses, I must mention that I delve into all of this in more detail, and we talk about energy, personal healing, inner wisdom, creative potential, and all of that stuff. So you are missing out if you just listen and don't take action here. And I ended that first article by saying that change can be met head on in an intelligent, anticipatory fashion or faced in a timely manner through drawing on inner wisdom and spiritual guidance. I repeat that before I read the new article to you. Change can be met head-on in an intelligent, anticipatory fashion. Anticipatory, not in the sense that you knew that this was going to happen, but you look forward to what new, vibrant, uplifting, expansive things that will happen as a result of moving out of one state or one season into another, and can be faced in a timely manner. Timely because you know that the transition is not going to be overnight, through drawing on inner wisdom and spiritual guidance. I'm going to pause here for you to take your deep breaths as usual, and I'll be right back to read you that short second article. And I hope someone will call in or someone will ask a question in the chat room that relates to our subject, the distinctive model of creative transition, the mindset. Thank you. Get creative. That's a quote from famous inventor Thomas Edison. In part one, we saw that we needed to understand our situation, accept our situation, determine what we would like to be different, and then decide what actions should be taken. We also recognized that it is our intentions and expectations that will take us safely from one side of the bridge to the other. Let us now look at creativity itself and its role in transitions. Transition phases can be drawn out, attracting new challenges to compound the situation when the reaction of the person involved is one of weakness and desperation. Within the last two decades, the abstract idea of intelligence has been accorded different labels in an attempt to clarify this mystifying human trait. As brilliant as the researchers and proponents of these issues have portrayed all the aspects of intelligence, we still have far to go in deciphering one of the most exciting parts of our human greatness, creativity. How do you identify, assess, or activate creativity? There's hardly any scientific answer, except what we can observe, listen to, touch, or otherwise, as a product of someone's creativity. However, we can come up with a reasonable definition. Creativity is the ability to see beyond the obvious. Adjusting and associating disparate elements mentally and physically to reproduce new and original items, which either solve a problem or create new levels of understanding. Do you like that definition? Okay, you can have a copy of the article to have it on your lap. I'll continue. If you mostly agree with this, then I will proceed to relate this to transition, especially in the second half of life. If you approach all your obstacles and challenges with the mindset that there's always a solution, and not just a solution, but that I have that solution available to me, you're actively practicing the distinctive model. When you start off imagining that what is does not have to be or can be better, you're already allowing your mind to be creative. It took me a long time to accept geometry as a valid field of mathematics because I thought, why on earth should we start off with an hypothesis and then base all our figuring on that? I could come up with my own hypothesis. Anyway, that was four decades ago. Creativity works around your own private hypotheses, which you come up with. And since transition, in essence, amounts to dealing with the unknown you never saw coming, and the future that you are never quite sure of, creativity could be seen as playing with the same deck of cards. Remember, you can call in at 347-308-8388. My question to you, as always, they are on the show page. What are your concerns? What factors do you perceive as hindrances to your progress? What tools do you apply in order to overcome your challenges, and how do you achieve your dreams and aspirations? This whole show and my Wednesday morning 15-minute answer your question life and career coaching segment is the whole thing is there for your empowerment and for you to arrive at answers that you need to make your life less stressful. Now, I will use the word stress for a very long time on this show because most of what's happening in the world is full of stress. But there's good stress and there's bad stress. So let's talk about it. And now to the final paragraph in this article. If you approach circumstances with a mindset that you have the wisdom, fortitude, and arsenal of choices on which to draw, there is no end to the variety and magnitude of the solutions you'll arrive at. So I repeat, the wisdom, fortitude, an arsenal of choices. I think that's a good exercise for you to undertake all by yourself before you even reach out for any help. Do I have the wisdom to deal with this? Do I have the fortitude? Forte, courage, strength, and arsenal of choices. Sometimes we feel there are no options, and the options are all around us. I'll continue to read. If you doubt this, talk to a colleague or coach who favors this approach. In addition, the stress, pain, and anxiety will concomitantly be far less than if your approach were to succumb to self-pity, fear, doubt, anxiety, or hopelessness. Before facing any new threatening situation, such as that of losing your job too soon, or when you were just about to step up to the next level, or when you just committed yourself to a big financial debt, practice with less disastrous tests in your life. With this creative mindset rehearsed, you will surely become a master over time, since all of modern life is made up of transitions. All of history is transition. So, that's the article, and as I said, the purpose of my reading you these articles is to invite you to get a copy so you can sit and meditate on whatever section is most appropriate for you. In the previous article, I talked about being at retirement age, and I should not overlook that at all. So I'm going to read you two paragraphs on that from the previous article. As retirement age approaches, you should be acquainted with your own personality. I'm not saying that definitively. Question mark. If you are not, there's work to be done. Whatever you choose to do here and out has to match your personality. If you are to be reasonably happy or content, you should be able to identify what drives you. You should know what areas of your life remain unfulfilled. Some of us don't want to admit that. Of course, you should also know what you value the most. And I think that's a very important part of it. These elements will determine how to handle the changes in the second half of life. Of course, if you don't know what you value, then you might be making a fuss about nothing. Maybe what you've lost, it's okay anyway. It's what you're going to gain that you should look forward to. In both the midlife and pre-retirement stages, we know that you have reached a point which may be either a peak, are you at a peak, a dip, which is a temporary halt in your momentum. Maybe you've been doing what you're doing for so long or putting up with things so long that you wonder, is it always going to be like this? I need a change. Or a rut. A rut is some place, some position, some situation that you're in that you can't imagine how on earth you're going to get out of it. And you've been trying, but you just seem to be like a spinning wheel in a mud puddle. The strongest recommendation, if you can't determine what kind of situation you're in or how you feel about it, is to seek objective feedback to help relieve your doubts and your anxieties after you've carried out your self-evaluation. Now, I know that among my followers are coaches, and I have never remembered to thank the coaches who do follow my show, because I do coach other coaches, and life coaches, that is. So regardless of your niche, if what I'm saying resonates with you, come on, make use of it, because we don't all have all the information and all the tools and all the get up and go ability that we need for our own circumstances. So it's not just a show for prospective coaching clients, but for coaches and anyone else, counselors, even psychologists, who want to reassess where they are at and where they want to go. Let me hear from you. Whether you are hesitant to make your voice heard by calling in, or you're hesitant to say a word and identify yourself and sign in on Blog Talk Radio or not, it doesn't matter. Send an email. Make up an email that doesn't identify you in any way by name. Send it to me and let us be talking. You might find that this is exactly what you need to do to make 2011 a better year, and your prospects for the next 5-10 years to increase drastically. You know, things change in such dramatic ways, both negatively and positively, in our world today. There are so many examples of people moving out of situations into others that are completely different from anything they could have imagined about their life. And it's a shame that you sit back and let the wonderful, great, exponentially increasing wonders take place for other people and your life continue the same. Get in touch with me, even if it's just to get an answer to a question and nothing else. Get started. I'm glad that you joined me, and if you didn't, I hope you're enjoying the recording. Your comments would be appreciated. HEB@sapienscoaching.com. Remember, my teleclasses begin this Thursday. You want to be registered right away. My e-zine goes out this month, chock full of new, interesting, powerful information and support. So it's all yours. You make the move. This is Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey signing off from Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond on Blog Talk Radio on this last day of the month of April, 2011. I'll be with you again. Watch the show page to see when the next show is on. And don't forget to tweet the show or post a notice on Facebook and to be a follower of the show so we can see that you're there. Thank you. Bye.